Will I? Good. Nice to see somebody joined, several people joined before we actually got started. And Max said hello, which is a pleasant Max. You get the purple crown because you were the first here. Hello, Hannah. I think I've got your question down as one to answer. I think the most pressing legal issue at the moment is this ridiculous threat by the government against X. For I call it Twitter because I hate changing names and I'm old-fashioned. The idea that the government should shut down a website is obviously dictatorial. It's obviously tyrannical. It's obviously evil. We'd be following Russia in doing it. They always try and argue that we can't leave the ECHR because doing so would be following Russia. Well, banning Twitter is exactly the same thing. We're all watching, thank goodness, hopefully, the death of the tyrannical regime in Iran and freedom for the people of Iran. And it would be absolutely ridiculous for us to go down a path of censorship and tyranny here when we are watching states across the world do it. I think technically within the power of the Online Safety Act, Ofcom might have the ability to do this. And this is why I really lament Parliament passing massive pieces of legislation with vague powers and then giving secondary powers to regulators who we don't know who the hell they are. We don't seem to be able to fire them. We don't seem to be able to influence them in any way. They Ofcom arbitrarily decided not to police the BBC. I mean, who the hell thought that was a good idea? So really, I think when we talk about fixing the state, as I think a lot of people now are switched onto, we're going to have to do things like get rid of all of these powers to secondary bodies and get rid of regulators. We almost certainly pay for them, so there'll be a massive cost saving there for the state. But we simply don't need to have these regulators. We don't need a government threatening a free speech platform such as Twitter. It's absolutely ridiculous. The most positive thing is that there is no way the American government is going to let them. So again, because we live in this age of weak tyrants, and because Mr. Trump is not a tyrant and is quite strong, Starmer's not going to get anywhere because it's completely ridiculous and Trump will smack him down like a little boy, because that's all he is, really, a nasty little boy. Right. Now, let's see if anybody is asking questions. Everybody's saying good evening and being lovely, which is all very kind. Messages from up north, from Linda. I can see all that. Hillary is here. So if you don't know, Hillary is from my Substack community, which we call the Lovelies, because we all are lovely. And really, Hillary is more important than me in our Substack community. And Hillary keeps everybody in line. And Hillary can do all of the moderating today. And just in case anybody is rude or obnoxious. Hi from Northumberland. Hello, Joyce. If anybody wants... where is the public's ECHR? Well, see, this is the problem with the ECHR, again, is that you don't really have access to your rights unless you can access a foreign court in Strasbourg, which has something like a 7-year waiting list. So the entire idea is marginally ridiculous. Do you listen to rock music? You kind of look the type. I do kind of look the type, Lemmy. I think I'm more indie, but that's just the hair. Lots of people from Northumberland. Wow. And Helen's from Utah. Chambers is in session. Happy days. So it's on fiat currency debasement and the imminent currency reset. I don't know if that is really a thing. And I think people can go down rabbit holes. Our government is incompetent and we need to get rid of it. That's really the next thing. Is it true we've just backed off taxing pubs? They're making noises about not taxing pubs quite as much, but they won't save the rest of hospitality. And it's only a temporary respite for pubs. So again, it's a bit like the farming tax where they brought it in. It's completely destructive. It killed people. It's destroyed lives. And they've partially reversed, but they still haven't reversed it completely because that's all they do now. Am I worried about the future? No, Neil. I look forward to the future. I think that this government is a temporary aberration. I think it's necessary so that everybody realizes just how bad things are and how bad things get if you don't pay attention to your country, if you don't engage in politics, if you trust the experts, then this is where you end up. And we cannot stay here because it is disgusting and disgraceful. So I'm looking forward to getting rid of this. Is there any way of suit the government for breaking their manifesto? No. No, we don't have the ability to sue government for breaching manifesto. And the reason for that is because it would put too much power in the hands of judges. And really, before you demand it, I honestly would take a look at our judges. I mean, the guy who did the appeal case on the Bell Hotel Epping is a former chair of the Fabian Society. I mean, this is, you know, do you really trust him to enforce a case against a Fabian government? I don't personally. Hairdressing should have a VAT reduction. The trade is suffering too. Oh, who cuts hair, Paula? That's an eccentric thing to do. But yeah, the government, this government is destroying the economy. Let's just get through. And we are going to need to reduce the amount of laws we have, reduce the scope of the state, slim everything down, and massively reduce taxes in order to have an economy. That's just obvious now. They have existed for over 100 years. That's true, Lemmy. They have. And the Fabians don't like it when you pay attention to them. How does the bar react to your public profile? Encouraged or frowned upon? I don't think they like me terribly much, Adam, but I don't like them, so I don't care. We are just going to have to get through this period. Dave says, I volunteer for a homeless charity. In a five-year period, it's gone from being 99% British to 90% foreign imports. This is what happens when you import endless, ceaseless, talentless foreign men. We are just being rinsed. And we are being rinsed. I just want everybody to know this. It's not a conspiracy. It's just stupidity. We are being rinsed because the Treasury thinks every able-bodied man coming here increases GDP. The Treasury does not realize that they simply live on benefits and handouts and cost us a vast amount of money. But because the Treasury believes that we are quids in, the Treasury wants more migration, which is why they aren't stopping it. They talk about stopping it, but they do nothing to do it. And that includes the Home Secretary, Shabana Mahmood. The bollard, Keir Starmer, is almost certainly going to fall relatively soon. And I think we all need to start paying attention to who the successor Labour leader should be. Personally, I would like it to be Angela Rayner. I know she has to pay a tax, and I know she's can be a bit rough around the edges, but at least she understands the life real people lead. I mean, the massive problem with all the others is that they've just lived in this wrap of sort of public sector privilege for ages, and that's really just not just not good enough. But ultimately, I don't see the Labour government surviving a general election. Somebody asks, do you think reform will get in? Yes, I do. To be honest, at this stage, it just seems baked in now. Call for a general election. Well, exactly. They are now debating the need for a general election because that petition hit over 1 million. They're going to have to pay attention to this. But I urge my followers always not to use the online system because it can be gamed. It's a bit infantilizing, turns you into a little bit of a kid. And instead to physically write to your MPs, physically write to the king. Our right is to petition the king. We've had that since Magna Carta. It's reasserted in the Bill of Rights 400 years later. That is our right. And I honestly think 1,000 letters do have more of an impact than 1 million online signatures, simply because the king physically meets the prime minister every week. It used to be on a Tuesday. I'm assuming it's still on a Tuesday. But just get that. You know, prime minister, we've had another 1,000 letters this week. You'll have to say it to him. He will have to do it. Just think about the realities of this. Don't think about prime ministers and kings as faraway people. They're not. They're just like us. What are they going to do? Ooh, a new user has the purple crown. And now you're all chatting so much, I find it really difficult to see the questions. All votes should be in person. Yes, they absolutely should be, particularly, I assume, in the parliament. Exempt from prosecution duty, although actually postal voting does need to go as well. Unless it's absolutely essential. I think the corruption of postal voting is disgraceful. Best minds in the country were in government. Why did you believe that, Linda? You're eccentric. It's not true, as you've now discovered. Good. Adam's going to write to the king. Good. Is there a way of suit the government for putting at risk the ridiculous policies? Thank you. No. Stop trying a way of suit. So I think you're trying to sue the government. Stop trying to use courts. Use politics. Okay. That's our system. Get your voice heard by being a notable member of your community. Talk to, gain friends in your community. If you have children, talk to our fellow mums and dads outside the school. Don't be party political, but try and get them to engage. That is what we need to do if we're going to fix our country. Right. King is really out of touch, though. Yes, he is, Lemmy, but the King will listen to public opinion if he wants to keep his head. The King knows that we can remove him. We removed his great... What was his great uncle? Yes, his great uncle. I think it's his great uncle who Parliament removed. We can remove kings if we need to. Who is worth, Parliament or the monarchy? Well, monarchy should just do its job. Right, let's have a look at questions. I can't see now in the chat. It's all gone a bit crazy. So I'm going to go to historic questions. Daniel had the first one, I think. And again, it's on the monarch. It's therefore the monarch's primary role constitutionally is or surely must be to prevent tyranny from their government or self-abdicate. Why is this constitutional safety net and our rights and our monarch's role not working or seemingly so? I think it is working. I think a lot of us are very awake and very upset with the government. But remember, it takes a lot of time for the rest of the country to wake up. Do what you can to wake up. That does help, Professor Yaffle. Yes. Do what you can to help your fellow citizens wake up and get them to engage. The King is the ultimate constitutional safeguard, and he will dissolve Parliament if it's obvious that that's what he has to do. He won't do it until it's absolutely unavoidable, but that's why our job is to make it absolutely unavoidable. I mean, I really, you know, we are seeing scenes in Iran tonight. We have to think about these things. We have to look after our nation because it matters. It's very important. The people's champion. What a lovely idea that is. Positioning the King worth anything? Yes, I think, Wayne, it is. I really do think he will have to. Question, do you think the King would come to a community meeting up north with strong northern accents? I don't see why he wouldn't, Linda. The family should pride itself on being monarch of the entire country, which is why they have... which is why they go up to Scotland for such a large portion of the year. I don't see why they can't come up to the north of the country. But he won't do like public tours. He won't act like a politician. He's a constitutional safeguard. And what we have to do is make it obvious that the constitutional safeguard has to act. That's what we need to do. We need to think of him almost like an automated feature. We need to make it so that the machine, the automated thing goes, oh, I have to act now. The weight of public opinion is so great. That he needs to ask. Question. I knew like the first past the post, but surely Starmer getting a landslide majority on 9 million votes out of 20 million is just insane. Do you see any alternatives as better? Max, I don't. I do not like PR because it is a conspiracy against voters. I don't like any of the alternative voting systems we seem to use in Scotland and in Wales. They are completely crazy. First past the post is the only system I actually trust. And ultimately, yes, it does result in situations like this. This is because the Conservative Party decided to die. That's what happened at the last election. Starmer got less votes than Jeremy Corbyn got. Oh, thank you very much for your donation, Brute Life. The Queen was always praised for being politically neutral. Yes, and never getting involved. Looking back, perhaps a mistake. Thanks, Stephen. Great content. Well, I don't want to criticise Her Late Majesty because we, by the way, as a family, still pray for her. I still miss her. I think I'll always be, and as long as I live, I'll always be slightly sad that she died, and I'll always slightly miss the Queen. I think she did everything with deft and tact. I'd feel much more comfortable if she were here because she'd be able to say, you know, Keir Starmer, I really think it's time, you know, as I, you know, and when I was chatting with Winston, I used to say, because the Queen by longevity had such, you know, the fact that she talked to Winston Churchill every week, this is just absolutely ridiculous, you know, that it gives us huge authority. And I worry that Charles lacks a lot of authority. I think he lacks a lot of confidence. I think a lot of people suspect his personal politics is in line with Keir Starmer's. But honestly, that matters much less than keeping his head. He will want to keep his head. And thank you, Brute Life, for being the first to do a paid question. It really just makes it so much easier for me to see. It's quite obvious to me that YouTube is trying to encourage you all to do paid questions. Obviously, only do it if you can afford it, but it does make my life so much easier. And I will always answer paid questions. Always informed, just simply encouraged. What should be done if the King is actively operating under another faith? Well, Article 61 of Magna. Be very careful with Magna Carta. A lot of it is repealed. Just double check that, and 2050. Just double check that it's. You can go to legislation.gov.uk and you can look at which bits of Magna Carta are still in place. It's largely been repealed to the point where I think it's pretty useless. That's why I generally tend to direct people towards the Bill of Rights, because I just think it's much more a robust and a better framework of rights. Magna Carta is older and has a more romantic story, but that doesn't make it a more useful constitutional document. I think the more useful one is the Bill of Rights. What are your thoughts on the UK-Ukraine 100-year partnership? We can't have a partnership for 100 years. It's ridiculous. No government can bind a future government. So don't worry about that. I think a future government is going to fix all of this. Rob also misses the Queen and is very kind and polite to me. I mean, I just always will do. I genuinely didn't want to believe that she could die. I think it's bad for us. Magna Carta was written before Parliament, so it can't be repealed. No, 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 no. Please don't believe ridiculous things people tell you about the Constitution. I know that there's a lack of education about the Constitution. That's why I tried to step up to the plate and educate people. But just because there's a dearth of education doesn't mean that shysters get to go around saying complete rubbish, which does happen. There are a few people online who say things about the Constitution which are just complete tosh. I really don't know what Charles is, but I know it's not us. He's not really got the gift of the common touch. His new wife does, I think. Camilla has always strikes me. If I ever had to suffer a dinner or a party with them, I always get the impression that I have way more fun talking to Camilla because she seems quite jolly. So I think we all have to accept that. Right, good. Can we reverse the repeals on the Magna Carta? We might not need to. So don't get into a tiz about repeals on Magna Carta that we might not need to reverse. No, Wayne, it doesn't. There's no provision. We can't do that in our constitution. I had to explain this to a friend who I like very much, and I had to almost break his heart. But no, we have no ability to make permanent law in this country. Anything that is made can be repealed, and anything that is repealed can be restored. But we have no ability to make any law permanent ever. Has the Supreme Court effectively created limits on parliamentary sovereignty? No, Max. And the Supreme Court is quite funny because it's just a creation of statute. So it only exists because Parliament said that it exists. And if Parliament says it ceases to exist, then it will cease to exist. So really, that just reminds us that the judges do know their place. The Supreme Court is currently functioning quite well, better than it was under the Spider Brooch lady. But I can see a future government getting rid of it, and or at least seriously reforming the judiciary. Because I think that's what's going to happen. Do I think the Ayatollah in Iran will get overthrown? I pray that the Ayatollah will get overthrown. I want freedom for the people of Iran. Imagine a free, democratic Iran. It will be incredible. For a start, we're all going to go on holiday there because they've got some absolutely amazing things to see. Truly beautiful place. A free, safe, democratic Iran is just going to completely change this century. If we can get there, we are just looking at prosperity, and we in Britain need to make sure that we get our you know, everything in order so that we can benefit from that prosperity. Running around the Supreme Court, couldn't be bothered to read the Prorogation Act. It's like two paragraphs and they couldn't handle it, some judges. Yeah, okay. I mean, we have too many words anyway. I sat next to Ken Livingstone once at a dinner party, hated his politics, but he was very conversational. Oh, is he? That's nice to know. Yeah, I get the impression some people are genuinely quite fun to spend time with regardless of their politics. And I get on with a lot of people with whom I simply don't agree politically. I'm hugely close to Claire Fox, but you know, she's still left wing and I'm still not. But you know, that it shouldn't make any difference. I loathe the fact that we got into this position where politics became tribal and sectarian. I think it's done nothing but damage our country. It's a really stupid idea. You also shouldn't have to vote for one party for life. That's a really stupid idea. Safe seats are a really bad idea. Generally, if you're living in a safe seat, it just means you're being taken advantage of. It means both the party that is the safe seat will just abuse you by putting in some sort of nonsense candidate like Hamish Falconer, you know, some Nepo baby who doesn't know anything about the area, doesn't care about the local area and just wants to be an MP because of who, you know, because that's what they feel entitled to. So you're going to get abused in that way, and nobody's going to care about you, and nobody's going to invest in you. So being a safe seat is a really bad thing to do. If you're a safe seat, I would encourage everybody just to rebel, because only by changing will they wake up and start to take you seriously and therefore direct money and benefits towards your region. But really what we need is a government that frees the entire country and frees the economy from these regulatory shackles that have been put on it. Right. Do I think we should go back to the Lords Judicial Committee? Maybe, or maybe just have the Court of Appeal. I mean, we don't, I mean, three is, it's one of those magical numbers, isn't it? And humans like it because, you know, we do. But I think the entire court structure needs completely restructuring. And I think, again, that's just part of fixing where we are. They have pushed so much into law. And it's really not benefited. I don't think it's benefited the judges. I don't think it's benefited the people. And I think the people now don't like the judges. And I think all that was entirely foreseeable. And I think ultimately this is all because Blair is believes in creating a type of country that we're not. I don't care what it allegedly says in Magna Carta. And I'm not taking your definition as true because I haven't read it recently. So I'm not taking that. If you want to waffle about Magna Carta, just this is not the place for waffling about Magna Carta. Hillary, can you pay attention? Good. Let me see about questions. Blair damage is really coming to fruition, isn't it? Can we restore hereditary peers? We can. One of the great benefits, I think, Pete, of hereditary peers, and I was having lunch with one, and it just came out, and he just said, ah, well, that's my sister, you see. She's got a real peerage. And that meant that she'd been given a life peerage for her achievements, and it was in a field of science. And it just struck me then and there that that's quite a good system, because hereditary, they do real on a fundamental level, unless you're Prince Harry and you're completely deluded, you do realize that you don't have any right to this. You just literally were just born lucky. And that does sort of mean that you take the role seriously. The other benefit to hereditaries was that it tied the House of Lords to land. And one of the changes that has come with Blair's changes that people, I think, haven't noticed is that the House of Lords is not really tied to the land anymore. I'll just explain that. I live inside an MP constituency, and almost all the land within the constituency that isn't privately owned, well, back in the Norman days, it was all owned by our hereditary peer. And our hereditary peer represented us in the House of Lords. And that meant you got sort of two people, one in the House of Commons and one in the House of Lords, trying to get the best for our local area. And across the border, just over there, there's another constituency with a different MP, and they have a different hereditary lord. And that meant that you get that area got an MP and a hereditary peer. And it's quite a sensible system. We've always tied politicians to the land. It's been what we do. The Germans do completely the opposite. They have like list systems. So you can literally become a German MP for a place, having never been there, not living there, and not knowing anything about it, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. So restoring hereditaries is not a bad idea, Pete, but I think we now need to do something with the House of Lords, and particularly if Starmer goes ahead and puts in a load of his cronies, one of whom, by the way, is so bad that her charity's been investigated by the Charities Commission, and she lied about having a doctorate. I mean, what the hell is he putting into the House of Lords? Utter scum. Oscar Wilde says the law is an ass. Well, Oscar had issues with the law. If the Supreme Court is created by law, doesn't that make them beholden to the sitting government for fear of being abolished? Well, I think we have to talk about judicial beholdenness to the government. They've all got gov email addresses. They've all paid by the government. They're all dependent on the government for pensions. And I think this is why you keep them out of political questions. That's the best thing you can do. If you like judges, you keep them away from politics. That's what if I got to restructure the country, that's what I'd be urging people to do, to keep the judges, keep them doing judgy things, but, you know, don't keep them away from political decisions, particularly things like asylum and the ECHR. You know, this is just a bad idea. I think an MP should have to live in an area for 10 years. Yeah, I think we might need to do something about parachuting in. It really is disgraceful, but I'm hoping that the political parties simply learn a lesson. There's about 200 Keir Starmer drones in the current Labour Party, and they're all thick as mints. I urge you to go away and Google somebody called Triz Osborne, who I think is the stupidest of them all. I mean, he's literally brain dead as far as I can see, and only recites what he's told to recite by Labour HQ. And as a result, he looks particularly stupid. Some of them are nasty, but he's not nasty. He's just very, very stupid. I mean, really congenitally stupid. So I urge you to go away and look at Triz Osborne. He's obviously going to be a one-term MP, which is good. But I think it will show, or it should teach, hopefully teach the political parties to not just let in brain dead clones who vote as they're told. And we do actually need MPs of some substance and some intellect. People are chatting, so I'm afraid it's difficult to see questions again. So I'm going to go to one of the pre-prepared, which is Hannah's. Hannah is here. Hannah is from, I think Hannah's in Israel now. Britain had beautifully clean streets and every place looks like a rubbish tip nowadays. What can be done to make Britain's streets beautiful once again? Well, Hannah, we don't need any new laws. And I think you're absolutely right in that what we've done is we've constantly made more laws to the point where we have too many laws, which means that government in particular and the police service can be, they have a discretion over what they enforce and they don't enforce. And obviously they're now just targeting political opponents and ignoring, you know, really dangerous Islamists and other offenders, because they have discretion, because there's so, when you have so many laws, you inevitably don't have to enforce them all and you can be very selective. One of the other areas where enforcement is falling down is things like litter. And Hannah, I get very passionate about this. I do a lot of litter picking. We have, my child and I have our own individual pickers. That's how committed to litter picking we are. So that we don't even need, if we go along with a group or something, we don't even need to take one of the group's pickers. We've got our own little grabbers. And that's what we do because it makes your place tidy. I encourage everybody else to do that, but it shouldn't be down to us. The council should be doing this and we should be enforcing littering laws. I think we're not doing that, or certainly not on any broad scale. I'm very lucky in that my council does actually have quite a good track record on this. But Hannah, I absolutely agree. The place looks like a tip, and it's not just litter. There are rats everywhere. So my little town has quite clearly a rat problem in certain areas. London, I mean, if I walk from the station to GB News, how many rustling rats do I walk past just in one evening? I mean, London is an absolute rat fest at the moment. It's unbelievable. And I think it's because we don't enforce, we don't do anything to do that. Right. MP Sharon Hodgson, never in the House of Commons, but never asks questions if she's ever there. Well, she sounds useless. I bet she's a Starmer drone, isn't she? How could we learn more about our constitution and system? You can subscribe to my Substack and go back. All my constitutional stuff is free. So go back through my archive and you can learn about your constitution, because I've done an entire course teaching about the constitution on my Substack. So that's the best way. Ultimately, I will write a guide, a book, a simple book, introducing people to the Constitution. But I have a massive list of things to do, and that is some way down it. I really wouldn't expect that within the next 5 years. We've got all sorts of things to do. Andrew says, Happy New Year, which is lovely. Thank you very much, Andrew. We should ban chewing gum. Yep, we can do all of this stuff. Question, what's your top three books? Well, see, I'm a boring man, and we tend to read non-fiction. So I don't want to bore people. But I'm sat here in my library, so I think I need to be more specific than top three. It depends what you want. But if I were only able to save three books from a fire, you can guarantee that one of them would be the collective works of John Betjeman. Because I find Betjeman's poetry incredibly moving and incredibly helpful. Rats are going in number. They are, Joe. Absolutely, they are. You're a bit posh and a bit eccentric, but as Dick Emery said, but I like you. Right, that's okay, Kitchen Worker. Thank you. I don't think I am that posh, actually. I think I'm a lot less posh than I used to be. But if you go away and listen to like recordings of Radio 4 in 1990, that's posh. That's when people used to be proper posh. Keeps putting her rubbish in my bin. Is that allowed? Helen, I would complain to your council. I don't think it is, but it's one of those complicated things that it's just better to not have. So just tell your council. There are not many people trust in the UK. Is a way to sending you a simple private paid question. I don't know if you can ask a private question, Jacket. I'm not sure why you'd need to. If I answer the question, I'll be... So I don't understand. Have you had a great Christmas? Yes, good question. Is the current government's approach to protest restrictions turning public order law into de facto political control mechanism? Well, they're just not enforcing the law fairly. They're not enforcing the law equally. They are enforcing the law in a two-tier way. So if you want to protest about Palestine or Venezuela, you get to do whatever you like. If you want to protest against Iran, you'll probably get arrested. I mean, that's where we're going these days. We have two-tier justice. That is the great harm. It's not necessarily that we have too many or too few protest laws. It's the way that they're being enforced selectively against people the state deems bad. Good. I don't know who Hillary's talking to, but she's being tough, which is great. Should X be banned? No, Eddie, don't. Private question, inside leg measurements. Why go there? Yeah, quite. Is that legal to police two-tier? Well, Victoria, we need to stop asking if things are legal or not legal, because it starts from the premise that lawyers are in charge of our country and that everything is controlled by lawyers, which is not true. It's morally wrong and it's politically wrong. You don't need a law saying that it's bad to know that it's bad. Can the government legally cancel elections? Yes, but it's still morally bad that they're doing it, Jane. Again, get away from law. We need to have the idea that of morality is different from law. It's not the same thing. Amanda loves that I'm a Betjeman fan. I am a massive Betjeman fan. So much so that every time I get off the station at Maidenhead, I always say it's not my fault, which is a very complicated joke about Betjeman that I hope Amanda gets. But she might not. And if she doesn't, that's fine. It really is obscure. Just listening to short recording of Radio 4 and I see it's saying how accents have changed. Yes, thank you, Max. They have. I told you. People used to be so posh. It was unbelievable. And actually, we probably need to go a bit further back that way. We probably need to start, you know, I don't like the fact that corporate, because in the corporate socialist world, we're all treated as pointless, valueless meat units. Corporations and the NHS should not use our first names, particularly if they don't know us. Okay, we need to go back to Mr. Barrett and Ms. So-and-so. You know, we need to have a degree of formality because it's about having value. Would you get a crew cut for a £500 super chat? No, Andrew. No. And I have my hair because my child wants my hair to be long. But I do very much value super chats, and all super chats will be answered. And decided who to vote for next election. It must be your... Oh, thank you very much. If a political party did a great repeal act, can that be repealed? Can that then be... Are we on the verge of government swinging on the extreme? It can be... Yeah, so a great repeal act could be repealed, which is part of the reason why I don't call for a great repeal act. I call for something more than that, which is an act of great restoration. Okay, I think that we should not merely repeal a lot of laws. I think we should repeal a lot of laws. And by the way, that's not merely laws since 1997. A lot of them are since 1997, but there are older laws we need to get rid of too. But then I would suggest that we build them, we rebuild in its place, and we rebuild simpler systems, because systems will work better when you are involved in them. And I would like everybody to feel that, oh, thank you very much, Helen, that's a very kind donation. And no question, but you're entitled to put a question, Helen, if you wanted. And I would definitely answer it. Thank you very much. All super chats, very much appreciated. I think that's what they're called. Where did people morals go? This is what we have now. Exactly, Victoria. We need to have morality back. And we need to talk about getting morality back. Capricorn wants to brush my hair. Do you think he repeated use of emergency powers and statutory instruments as permanently weakened parliamentary sovereignty? No, I don't think we have used emergency powers. We have used statutory instruments. By the way, using statutory instruments, passing an act of power and then saying the minister will do this is very much how the EU drafts things. Oh, Helen, thank you very much. That's incredibly generous. How do we celebrate this? It says, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Yes, I don't know how. What's that? It's just clicking everywhere now. Thank you so much. That is incredibly generous. We'd be able to announce a topic in the future. Well, Richard, we're just doing questions, really. That's what this is. I don't tend to do topics as live videos. I tend to do them as we go. But if you've got a topic you want to discuss, Richard, we can discuss it. Helen's, yeah, Professor Yaffle, we seem to be really benefiting from the generosity of Helen's today. it's incredibly kind. Don't say Lord Farquhar, he's nasty. Is it worth moving to Iran after they're free? I'm really excited by the idea of a free Iran. I could not be more excited. Right, let's return to some pre-prepared questions. Fiona says, Keir Starmer is drafting a bill now to hand over running of Great Britain in certain aspects, e.g. food quality control, animal rights, plus some other aspects, but not sure what, to the EU. Surely he can't do this because it's what he wants. He can do it, but I'm glad that you've noticed it, Fiona. I'm glad that people are noticing. Keir Starmer's only great plan for running our country is to implement EU law. Now, in food standards, that's particularly stupid because the EU has already removed, after we got BSE, we put in all sorts of extra food protections to make sure that we didn't get BSE again in our cattle and that there was no health risk to us from eating beef. A sensible thing to do. The EU got rid of all of those laws. Okay, I think that's absolutely ridiculous, but the EU did it whilst we weren't a member, so we still have all those laws. But Keir Starmer's proposal is basically we will also get rid of those BSE protections. The other thing that will come in is insects in food, because the EU is absolutely mad for putting insects in food. And whatever you think about insects in food, because some people do quite like it, they think it's a revelation, they think it's a development, it should be clearly labeled. And the EU have made sure that in their laws, you don't have to clearly label things. You don't have to put a warning on that there's partially defatted cricket powder, and they're allowed to use Latin names, which, as far as I'm concerned, just hides things from the public. Because if you glance at that tiny little bit where it says ingredients and you see a Latin name, I don't think you're going to automatically assume that you're eating partially defatted cricket powder. You know, and that's just one of there are dozens of insects that the EU wants to put in food. If you care about animal welfare protections, then the ability to test, or in fact, the requirement to test cosmetics on animals is an EU law. And they test them on beagles, which I have a beagle called Bella, and that is particularly sad-making for me. And that's EU law. So if we're following EU law, we'll never be able to get rid of that. Live animal transport, EU law. Foie gras, EU law. All of this stuff will be compulsory here. And it's not just in agriculture, it's in manufacturing. So we're going to be manufacturing to ridiculous EU standards, which, by the way, are largely, it's about time we talked about it, very largely bribed by the manufacturer, paying the commissioner certain amounts of money. The EU has a massive corruption problem, a huge catastrophic corruption problem. We've seen suitcases full of cash. If you think it's only one or two suitcases, I've got a bridge to sell you. Good. Jibrock's good. I'm just looking at this. It's going a bit crazy. I think, Stephen, your thoughts on Leila Cunningham for Mayor of London. I mean, I don't tend to get involved in things like the Mayor of London race, but I hate Sadiq Khan like anybody with any common sense. He seems contemptuous. He has destroyed London. He is a smug, arrogant tosser. So if Leila Cunningham gets rid of him, I'll adore her. But I don't have a vote in London and don't live there. Did you know that cochineal is made from beetles? Yes, Ruth, and it's really old. Did you know that the purple dye that the Phoenicians are named after, that was so coveted in Rome, is made from sea snails? It's true. Right, show us your dog. No, they're both being vaguely good. I think Biscuit's awake, but they're being vaguely good in the corner of the library. So, you know, don't let sleeping dogs lie. Right, it's spinning out of control now. I can't see anything. Brute Life is number two. Presumably the Helens are one of the Helens must be number one now. Presumably the most generous of the Helens. That's Helen Porter. Is incredibly kind. Who donated in dollars. So it must be from the United States. See, I can work things out. You know, not as dim as they say. So another attack on pubs. I know, Bovea. Oh, Joe, I get so angry about Bovea. There is absolutely no benefit from putting Bovea into our milk supply. So even if Bovea is 100% safe, we're just paying for it. We don't care. I don't care about how often cows fart. This is not a part of my life. Leave the cows alone. Let them fart in peace. You know, we shouldn't put chemicals in our food supply ever unless it's absolutely essential so to do. You know, just keep, I mean, I buy organic, keep farming free of chemicals. And this Bovea stuff is just absolutely nonsense. Brute Life doesn't know what it is. So Brute Life, I'll just explain. It's an additive to feed that they give cattle in the hope that it reduces them farting in order to reduce CO2. It's got to be given in specific quantities. The farmers have to wear masks and protective gloves and equipment whilst they do it, because otherwise they could get harmed. And we don't know whether they're actually giving it in the right amounts. We don't know whether it's filtering through to the food chain, but we do know that we're paying for this because the cost of it is passed on to the consumer. These things always are. And as long as you don't care about cow farts, you should be anti-Bovea. It's why I buy Graham's milk, Graham's Jersey milk, because they announced that they weren't using it at all. And I, you know, personally wouldn't have any Arla crap anywhere near my my fridge. And it's not because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying it's definitely unsafe. I'm saying I don't care. It doesn't matter whether, even if it's 100% safe, it's still stupid and a waste of money. I shouldn't have to pay to stop cows farting. This is a waste of my money. And they don't label it properly, Ruth, either. It's absolutely shocking. To butchers and bakers, etc. I know, Max. Free the flatulence. Yes, Jimmy. Free the flatulence. Please, Bovea, please explain your listening. I hope that made sense on Bovea. Given to dairy cows, not beef cattle. Yeah, I think it's dairy cows. Well, isn't it just all cows? Anyway, I just think it's stupid. Bad on baked beans. Same recipes, don't use Arla. Cows don't fart, they belch. It might be belching. Again, I have nothing but the desire for cows to do whatever they want to do in freedom, without judgment, and without, you know, being force-fed chemicals for no bloody reason. It's just insane that this history will look back on the fear of CO2 as an absolute period of complete madness. It is just insane. Reduces methane. It doesn't matter, Charlie. I don't care about methane or CO2. Don't care. But methane becomes CO2, I think. Either way, CO2 is plant food and it just greens the planet, which is great. We've always had snow and wind in January and February. I know. They're just lying to get public money. Do the royals not take an oath at the coronation to protect the kingdom? Yes. I don't think we're near breaking the coronation oath yet. We just don't like Starmer. Don't depose a king or a prime minister. Why would we want 25 barons able to depose a king? I think that's a bad system. Chilton Real, so will you take legal action? I will take legal action, Max, but these wheels grind quite slowly. So I'll just keep on at them. People, the justice system is not instantaneous, I'm afraid. It takes really quite a long time. So I will continue my campaign against Chiltern Railway, because I still can't believe that I was dragged across the station concourse. It's just absurd. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And if it happened to me, it can happen to you. Somebody else likes Graham's Jersey milk, which is brilliant. But don't all buy it so that I can't get any. Practical use in the UK has effectively halted. The major trial run by Method Introduction ended in November 2025. But I know, but that's according to Grok, Mark. And, you know, I just don't... Once companies go like this, you don't trust them at all. They're serving some other purpose. They're not trying to give us the best product that they can at the cheapest price, which is what I want businesses to be doing. They're trying to fulfill some other master. They're trying to please government. They're trying to please some political master. It's all absolutely shocking. Question, can you explain, for you, Brute Life, always, can you explain public prosecutions? Are they common or effective? They are not common. So what you mean, and actually I think you mean private prosecutions, but don't worry. It's where somebody who's not the police force and not the CPS tries to bring a criminal process through the courts, ultimately ending in a criminal trial, and they would want a criminal conviction. They're not widely used. The campaign against anti-Semitism does pursue them quite rigorously, but even they, I think, have only do a couple or so, or two or three, maybe half a dozen a year. It's one of our great common law defenses, so I would never want the ability to bring private prosecutions to go. It's been ridiculously messed around with. It's been kiboshed by requiring the permission of the Attorney General sometimes, requiring the permission of the DPP sometimes, and the CPS has the ability to take over the case and then end it, which always strikes me as particularly sinister and wrong. And so when we fix our country, we'll probably get rid of all of those, but anybody sensible would leave private prosecution as it is. What you do is to defend against private prosecution is that you say you change the law because they've made it so that you can't recover defense costs. So if I'm criminally prosecuted and pay privately for my defense costs, I can't recover those against the state. And that needs to be recoverable again. That's actually grotesque. That's grotesque abuse. So the state could completely sham prosecute you and cause you to lose loads of money and loads of stress, and you wouldn't be able to get that money back. That is not on. It's starting from the premise that the state is always morally good, which I utterly reject. And as we see with our country, you know, quite a lot of people in public life, in public employment, are dodgy as hell, just to put it that way. Hillary's laughing at Victor, or with Victoria. If we stopped all the hot air coming out of Starmer, he'd vote off to give him some yes. I see why we're laughing at Victoria. You can't become an MP. Maybe, Brian. We've had quite a lot of tolerance of oaths for quite some time. That might change. It's up to people. Is there any circumstance when a Twitter post can be considered an indictable offence? An entry be made under Section 17 of PACE. I don't, Max, I'm not up to date on which offences are in either way or indictable. There are loads of offences, the potential offences regarding Twitter. Some of them might be either way, at the very least. Some of them could conceivably be indictable. It really depends which offence you're getting, because it's a form of words. You know, you could do all sorts of things. I mean, misconduct in a public office could be committed by a tweet on Twitter. And if that was committed, then that would be an indictable offence via Twitter. So I just think it's too broad a question, Max. Why do we allow criminals public money to sue the government for feeling upset? Because we're idiots, Adam, because we're absolute mugs. And remind ourselves that, again, this is just the left wing farming people, farming disillusionment, farming unhappy criminals in order to get massive legal fees that they shouldn't never have got. Frankly, the absolute scandal of that case and the other cases is the amount of money paid to public sector lefty lawyers. And that is just absolutely outrageous, particularly Sarah Sackman then signing off on her own husband's payments, or her department doing so, which looks as corrupt as hell. But that's what the lefty lawyers do. They're just sort of all the left wing do is find misery, poverty, pain and suffering and farm it for public money. That's all they do. Sometimes they invent complete nonsense like CO2 is dangerous, and then they farm that in order to get access to public money. They're just rinsing us. And one of the biggest things to come out of a future government is going to be discovering just how much waste really went on. Stephen, is constitutional law ever higher than international law? I don't understand the question. Constitutional law is part of our legal system. Well, it's also part of a lot of other legal systems. International law we deal with through via incorporation. Labor laws are silly. Yeah, they're very unhelpful, Lemmy. Avoid palm oil if you're on hard to avoid palm oil if you're on low income, is it, Chris? That's very sad, because palm oil kills orangs, and I of all the hominids, I actually quite like orangutans. Don't blame Stephen, could be triggering AI algorithm or moderation. Who's David Boone? It's not the Stephen I know. Hillary is working to censor people saying ridiculous things, and Hillary has my absolute consent to do it. I'm not a free speech absolutist, and you don't know me. In fact, I'm Claire Fox is a free speech absolutist, and we often argue about where I put the line. I'm pretty free on free speech. I'm just not an absolutist. Do you know a lawyer, the different parts of law? If you go to see a lawyer for divorce, would not be doing house buying, but will be in the same office. Yep, Tina, that's right. Removal of the British Nationality Act. I don't know. I haven't read that. A good bye, Adam. Been an absolute pleasure. Right, let's go to one last question, unless anybody has any. Hillary is an absolute star, Ms. Paulie. We all adore Hillary. Roger, did you see any pitfalls? Should we abandon and ignore the ECHR? My fear is that we're being cleverly manipulated to do this on the pretext of stopping illegal immigration. I think it's a bait and switch. The people who run this country will use it instead to crash down even harder on the endemic population to further removal of our rights, as they have with free speech. Roger, the ECHR is not protecting us from anything. So if we leave the ECHR, I don't see how we're in any danger. They're already cracking down on free speech. They arrested a mum and put her in jail for 31 months. The ECHR didn't protect her. It won't protect us. We should get rid of the ECHR so that we can actually run our country and stop illegal migration. Don't see a conspiracy in everything. Some things are just genuinely what they are. There is absolutely no reason, to my mind, why a bunch of foreign legal academics should tell this country what to do. Constitution is the solution. That's always a good idea. Anybody have any final questions? Yes, you are, Dave. Why are you upset? I haven't mod you. Yeah, just be nice to Hillary, please. Hillary's very nice and lovely. What do you think of the lads going to France to stop AIDS? I think they're heroes, Victoria. I think they're absolute heroes, and I think we should do more self-help. Home Office cutbacks by half. What's your opinion? Well, the Home Office don't do anything. So first we need to solve the problems, then we need to reduce employment. The chocolate eating the farmers with milk. Can we do them for treason yet? Don't know. My next video is going to be about treason, I think. Why not have the unemployed street cleaners to earn their payments? Well, we could. I mean, we're going to have to look into all of this. I think pity Boris did not try to get rid of it. But if you think back to Boris's time, I don't think you could publicly have called for leaving the ECHR then. I mean, people forget that a lot of what is politically possible is related to how people believe and feel at the time. It's Dave from the Lovelies. Oh, well, then Dave knows we're lovely. Sarah, yes, Hillary, it's Dave from the Lovelies. Yes, good. I want a system where I can allocate my taxes to departments. It's taken as PA, where I can't even withdraw 6 cents. It's an interesting idea, Brute Life. I think we do need to have a very serious look at how we're governed. I would personally like to see a lot more referendums and direct democracy. Roger's being very kind. Helen, have you covered Labour MPs voting to cancel some trials by jury? Yes, there should be a video on my YouTube and on my Substack about cancelling trial by jury. Helen, I'm just going to spoiler it for you. I may think it's a really, really, really bad idea because it's a really, 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 really bad idea. It's obviously evil. It's obviously tyrannical. And Sarah Sackman, the junior justice minister, stood up in the House and said that even if they didn't have a backlog, they'd still remove jury trial. Absolute shocking, Helen. We need to get trial by jury protected, and we need to get magistrates back for the lesser offences, all of which I hopefully explain in my video. Do go and watch it. Then let me know what you think, because you are the most generous person of today, Helen, so you get special treatment. Anyone have a link to Stephen's Substack? That sounds like the type of thing Hillary would definitely be able to do. Hope you've recovered from the train station. Thank you. I sort of haven't, George, because I'm sort of not, I don't really feel able to go to Marylebone, which is a bit impractical. But there we are. Like and subscribe. Yes, like and subscribe. Thank you. Really enjoyed this. Good, good. Does the jury have power to change the law? No, the jury just interprets fact. So that's what the jury does. The jury is just the mechanism of fact. The judge is there to do the law and to advise the jury on what the law is and to make sure that they apply it properly. But it's much better to have 12 random fellow citizens deciding whether you're lying than having one person employed by the state deciding whether you're lying. I would have no confidence in judges having that level of power. I hope the good judges would refuse to have it. King Charles III can dissolve Parliament. Yes, he can. I don't think we're there yet, but again, just keep pushing it. Paula loves the channel and the hair. Good. The government's installed the laws. Please do another live soon, Edwina says. If you subscribe to my Substack, you get a live every week. And you do have to ask questions in advance, and Hillary curates them. We're a very nice group of people. We are the lovelies. If you're assaulted by an individual or two, why is the focus on the management of the company? Because I don't really think ruining those two young men's lives is going to be a constructive outcome to all of this. I would much rather Chiltern Railways reflect upon stupid management decisions and about on how it treats passengers. That's really why I will give Hillary a Substack message as I follow her. Good. That's lovely. That's nice. Good. Good. Thank you for time. I don't see anybody with a lot. Anybody got a final question before we go? Always enjoy it. Keep saying that. Smiling. Good. Yes. Enjoy this. Thank you very much, Ms. Barrett. Thank you, Eddie. Anybody got a final question before we go? Doop ba doop ba doop. The dogs are up, which is always scary. Have a great evening. That's really kind of you to think that way. I am a decent person. This is why I didn't expect to get dragged across the station concourse. Thank you for your work. Thank you. Children are in danger, distraction after distraction. We must keep children safe, Pauline. Should the railways be nationalized? I don't think it makes any difference. We are in corporate socialism. So they're only nominally privatized. They're not really privatized. Night folks, thank you again, Stephen. Good. Can you volunteer for jury service? No, Charlie, you have to be selected, I think. They don't like it up. And would you free the sausages? I would always free the sausages. Gavin, does Section 8 of the Article 8 is what you mean of the ECHR right to private life, stop digital ID? No, because the ECHR doesn't do anything useful, helpful, or good. The ECHR is a complete waste of time and space. It's not even, the ECHR is not going to protect right to trial by jury either. This is a really just, it's just why we pay hundreds of millions of pounds to belong to this nonsense. Can we have a law to protect Russian speakers? It's been and continues to be difficult. I didn't know about that, Emma, but I was very upset and I called the government racist on Talk TV. I think it was Talk, because they are trying to attack Lord Wolfson for representing Roman Abramovich on the idea that all Russians are bad, which is clearly racist and not fair. Mr. Putin is bad. That is very different from all Russians are bad. In Switzerland, if a government petition reaches 100,000, a national referendum is triggered. I think that's very sensible, Roger. I'd want more direct democracy. Right. Good night, Stephen, and all subscribers. Thank you, Stephen. I love watching your shows. What a lovely corner of the internet. Everybody seems very happy, which is great. Everybody can enjoy still a lovely weekend, a lovely evening, and a fantastic Sunday. We will be off to church. Just because that's what we do. And I like having tea and cake with everybody afterwards. Can Trump Maduro, our dear leader? God willing, Brute Life. Good, God willing. Thank you to for everybody who's generous today, particularly Helen, the two Helens, but particularly Helen Porter, who is extremely generous. And I look forward to seeing more of you more often. And the next video is going to be on treason laws and is Starmer committing treason. So that's what's going to happen next. You take care, everybody. Bye.